Hello there. My name is Ken Ilgunis. I'm a resident of East Linton, and I'm a co-organizer of East Linton's No Mome initiative. I'd like to tell you a little bit about it and my work with it. I guess I have to take you back to my childhood in Western New York to start off. There I had a nice big kind of classic suburban lawn. It was wonderful to grow up with. Played tackle football and baseball and all sorts of things on that lawn. But for most of its life, I'd say 99% of its life, it's just been a nuisance. Has not been exactly aesthetically pleasing and has just been a lot of work. A lot of fertilizer and pesticides and herbicides. Untold quantities of water has been dumped on it. A lot of Saturday afternoons have either been wasted or enjoyed because it's not so unpleasant to mow a lawn. But anyways, when I moved to Scotland in 2018, I began to notice that people's lawns here are so much different. There's so much more diverse. You know, you might find just a bunch of shrubs or trees in someone's lawn. You might find a small little lawn, but big, beautiful borders around it with all sorts of things growing in there. Sometimes there's no lawn at all, but just kind of meadow and weeds and flowers. And I was really taken aback by that, because in the U.S. we have these things called homeowners associations. So even if you want to be ecologically friendly with your lawn, you're not allowed to, because you could face fines. Some people have even been arrested and taken to jail for kind of letting the weeds grow. So I'm a freelance writer, and I pitched the New York Times a story. I was like, I want to write a story about British lawns and what Americans can learn about them. So I got in touch with this organization called Plant Life, which is the UK's leading plant and fungi organization. And I was speaking with a botanist there named Sarah Shuttlesworth. And I said, Sarah, where should I go to see the mecca of wild lawns in the UK? And she directed me towards this little village called Drayton down in Somerset, where they were hosting the first ever No Mome competition. And I was amazed by it. There was so many people letting their lawn go to meadow. The village was beautiful and wild and gorgeous. And I told Sarah, hey, if you're going to do this competition again, I've got a good place for you. And I suggested my home village of East Linton, because again, I'd already seen a lot of these practices going on. And she said, okay, let's do this competition again. East Linton was selected as one of a couple locales in the UK. And Sarah came by in March, and she gave a talk to the school. She gave a talk to a lot of the homeowners at the village hall. And it's been a success. We've had about 50 plus people sign up for this competition. And I think the competition is less important than simply people taking part. You don't have to do much. You just need to let your lawn grow and see what pops up. And the school children have just been a huge part of it. The school has just kind of adopted it as part of its curriculum. So the school kids have been making posters. They've been decorating the town's phone box and butcher shop window, writing it into the pavement in chalk. And they've really helped drive up numbers and participation, because a parent who might have always wanted to let their lawn grow, but maybe felt a little sheepish about disappointing their neighbors with, you know, their neglected wilderness, could just kind of say, hey, you know, my son or daughter, they're doing a little science experiment. I guess we're just doing it this year. And I think that gives a lot of adults license to be a little bit more experimental with their lawn. So I see it as a win-win-win, because it's kind of less work you have to do in your lawn. It's certainly far more ecologically friendly. And I find it pretty. I find it aesthetically appealing. So yeah, No Mome. And hopefully Let It Bloom June and Knee High July. And Let's like I'd like to see lawns wild and free up until fall. Thanks a lot.